you're a QuickBooks customer looking to grow your business without the growing pains, you need the Intuit ERP. Upgrade to Intuit Enterprise Suite in a matter of hours. It's the AI-native ERP from the makers of QuickBooks. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was on their house? And whatever it was, did it move into their house?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes, and I'm super excited because today we've got Kathy Gordon.
Hello.
Actually in my studio with me today,
right,
which is fun. And then joining us on Zoom is Harper.
Hi, y'all.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
We've never done an episode, the three of us together.
No.
And so
there's a first time for everything.
I know. I'm very excited about this. And what's funny is that when I went to visit in January, I don't even remember how it came up about my phone number. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've got your phone number. You're in my phone as, what was I in your phone as?
Mary Poppins.
And then what was Kathy in your phone as?
Mary Poppins too.
I love that so
much. Am I still Mary Poppins in your phone? I think that is so funny.
I love that so much.
Mary Poppins wanted to.
That just makes me feel really special.
Like, because everybody loved Mary Poppins.
And it just kind of gave me a little ego boost today. Feel like Mary Poppins.
And it really should be Aunt Mary Poppins 1, Aunt Mary Poppins 2. So just know, we thought that was the most adorable thing ever, Harper. So thank you for thinking of us as Mary Poppinses.
We love it.
So do you guys want to hear a story today?
Yes. What is, like, on the roof?
Yeah. Okay. So this is kind of a weird story. And it's not, I don't know that it maybe is a ghost. Maybe it's some kind of monster-y demon thing. I don't know.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
I haven't, so maybe you guys have some insight on some of this. I'm not sure. So here we go. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I live on an Indian reservation in the Midwest. I have a story I want to share that was interesting. I am Native American, but I don't know much about the culture or the language or lore of where I'm from, so I don't know if what I've experienced is related to any traditional urban legends from the area or anything like that. So maybe that's kind of what we're dealing with today. I'm not sure. Anyway, when I was between the ages of 8 to 10, my grandmother had a police scanner because we were nosy and lived in a very small town. I'm telling you what, I'm just going to jump in right here that our grandmother, if she'd have been alive in police scanner days, she'd have had one.
Oh, you know, she just got on the party line telephone and listened to everybody else's conversations.
Harper doesn't know what that is. Do you know what a party line is, Harper?
No, I do not. Sorry, it took me a second to unmute myself.
So back in the day, you would pick up the phone and you would share a phone line with your neighbors, especially like in several, the rural areas.
It could be like five or six different families had the same phone number, same line.
So you would pick up the phone and Dorothy down the road, she's talking to somebody. And my grandmother would pick up and listen to other people's phone calls.
Yeah. And it would be funny because I'd walk in the room and I'd say, "Hey, Grandma." And she'd go, "Shh, I'm listening. I'm listening to the neighbors."
Anyway, okay. So I know if our grandmother had a police scanner, she would have been listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Back to this story. The police department here covered about three towns and the outskirts. So whatever happened in any of the neighboring areas, we would hear about it on the scanner. Around that time, we had heard three or four different calls come in about a man as tall as their house. I know. That's what it says. A man as tall as their house had been peeking in their windows. Being very young, I was scared and I didn't look into any of it. But all I know is that those calls actually went in and scared me enough to put blankets over my bedroom window to this day. And I'm 23 now. Have you ever heard anything like that, Harper? A man as tall as the house?
No, but I'm trying to research it right now.
Okay,
actually.
Dig into that while we're talking, okay? And then report back. Fast forward to when I was about 16 years old, my mom and us kids had moved into a new home a few miles from where we had previously lived, but even further out into the middle of nowhere. Bobcats and mountain lions are prevalent in this area. My mom had five children with a sixth one on the way, but the home only had two bedrooms, so two of my brothers and my sisters stayed at my grandma's house. We only lived a few miles away, so we still saw each other every day. In the new house were me, my younger brother Logan, my mom, her boyfriend at the time, and our St. Bernard, Bubba. My mother and I loved horror movies and loved St. Bernard dogs, as Cujo was one of our favorite movies. I'm very thankful he didn't turn out like Cujo, though. One of the first things we noticed about our new home was that there were a lot of mirrors in the home mounted to the walls. One in each of the bedrooms, obviously the bathroom, the laundry room, one in the kitchen, four in the living room.
Oh my goodness.
That's a lot, isn't it? We thought it was odd, but we didn't pay any mind to it. A few days later, my mom decided she didn't like the look of the mirrors in the home, so she had her boyfriend start taking them down. He finished and said, "You know what was weird? When I was taking the mirrors off, I noticed in my reflection that there was always a window behind me." So essentially saying all the mirrors in the house faced a window. We didn't know if that meant anything to the previous owner or if it was a coincidence. A few weeks later, my brother and I were in our room watching a movie, and he asked me if I heard that. Heard what? I paused our movie, and we could hear our dog Bubba growling and almost whimpering at the same time. Bubba was an outside dog. He never left our home and did almost anything in his power to protect us from whatever he considered a threat. And the only time I heard him growl like this was when he was protecting us from something he wanted to be kept away from us. I didn't know why he'd be whimpering underneath the growl, though. Logan and I started listening closer. There was a blanket over our windows so that we couldn't see outside, nor did we want to. We started to hear something from high up in the corner of the house, like it was outside, and at the top of the corner of the house. And what sounded like a man with a deep voice imitating our dog. I immediately thought of the night I heard the calls about the tall man peeking into windows some years back. I ran to my mom's room and told her and my boyfriend what was happening and what my brother and I heard. My mom's boyfriend got up, went to take a look. Bubba was outside, never came in the house unless we called him. And as soon as James opened the door, Bubba pushed his way inside. James explained that it could be a mountain lion, so stay inside. He grabbed his hunting rifle to scare it off. James was a guy who didn't believe in any kind of paranormal stuff and wasn't really scared of much of anything anyhow. He went outside for not even 10 seconds and came back inside white as a ghost. My mother asked him what it was and what was wrong. He said, I don't know, but whatever it was big and no damn mountain lion. It was already halfway up the hill behind our house. The next day, my mom got a call from our dad, her ex-husband, who scolded her. This part's really weird.
Okay.
Who scolded her for letting us go and sit on the roof the night before and said it wasn't safe. He said he saw someone sitting on the roof and thought it might have been me or Logan. My brother, my mother, her boyfriend, and I didn't have a ladder and had never been on the roof while we lived there. We saged the house and nothing happened the rest of the week. One of my brothers who lived with my grandma had come to stay the night, and he was 11-ish at the time. In the middle of the night, he just lost it. He was screaming and crying and wouldn't come out of my mom's room. We called him down and asked what was wrong, and he said he saw a man with a white face peeking into the kitchen window at him, and he could see from the living room. I laid on the couch with him because we had school the next day, so I wanted him to get some rest after we had calmed him down. I could hear him crying again, but I could tell he was just trying not to let me hear it. And I saw him slowly pulling the covers over his head. I asked him what was wrong, that he could tell me anything, and that I wouldn't let anything bother him anymore. And he quietly says, "The man I saw outside is in the corner of the room looking at me."
No.
Yes. I looked to where he said, and I couldn't see anything. I believed him, though.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything, and to calm him down, I said with a stern voice, "You are not welcome here. This is not your home, and you have no right to come and scare our family." He told me he wasn't there anymore, and he finally fell asleep for the night. A week later, we moved out of the home and back to my grandma's. Nothing happened after that night, but my mom and brothers were terrified of the place, as was our dog. I'm happy we moved out and have not experienced a lot of weird things since. Hope you enjoyed this story.
I did. It was a really good story.
It was super creepy, right?
Right.
So, Harper, did you do any digging? Did you figure anything out?
I did a lot of digging, and I couldn't find anything.
Have you ever heard any story like that?
I have not. It's pretty creepy. I've heard stories of, like, weird shadow figures that follow people around, but nothing like this.
What about the Thin Man stuff?
I've seen a lot of stuff like that, yeah.
I mean, do you think it could be something along that line? I'm just wondering if it could be more that...
I'm sorry, what's that?
Like the kind of Thin Man or the rake idea, you know what I'm thinking about?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the rake, but I can probably research it.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it's that kind of tall, thin...
Yeah.
Figure that kind of, you hear about these. Mm-hmm. We had a story not that long ago about one. Mm-hmm. I believe it was upstate New York in that one.
And what if there really wasn't a tall person? What if, you know, because if you're some kind of not of this earth spirit presence thing, what if you can just be at the second floor looking in a window?
Sure.
You know, nothing would keep you grounded. You could kind of float wherever.
Right.
And what about the dad seeing something on top of their house? Which was weird. The dad even drove by because they said they lived in the middle of nowhere, but he might have been checking up on him.
Yeah.
But seeing the kids sitting on top of the house, it wasn't them what was sitting on their house.
Yeah.
That's one that it's weird because it's not, is it a ghost story? Is it some sort of like urban legend sort of one of
it
those
almost
weird...
sounds like an urban legend, but just in like modern times.
Yeah, like those urban legends that pertain to a certain area. They have their own story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how I don't know how to categorize that story.
I put it in that Thin Man sort of concept.
And then at the very end, the brother saw it's in the corner. And then once she talked to it and said, "You leave, you're not welcome here." And it did.
Once again, a corner. We're always talking about corners.
That's true. Have you ever noticed that, Harper? A lot of things, you know, people wake up in the middle of the night and something was in the corner. Or
yeah, I kind of want to research that now.
There's a lot of corner stories, isn't there?
There are.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to categorize that. And I have no wise wisdom on that story.
Yeah, that's, but it's a good story.
It's a great story.
So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststoriesonline or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As moms, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. We baby-proof. We buckle seatbelts. We walk them to school. But there's one danger we can't ignore. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for school-aged children in the U.S. That's why Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund exists. Through Moms Demand Action, we've helped pass hundreds of life-saving laws and built chapters in every state. If you've ever asked, what can I do? Start here. Go to everytown.org and donate today, because protecting our kids starts with us.
Folks knew the Colonel approved of his new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch sauces the moment he tasted them and said... That's right. No notes. Just absolute silence. Turns out some flavors don't need explaining. They just need dipping. It's saucy season at KFC. With new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch, get dipping with a boneless bucket today.
Prices and participation vary.